Oh, fuck.
Yeah, close enough.
An ice bucket challenge, it's an ice bucket challenge, it's an ice bucket challenge, it's an ice bucket challenge. Do it, let's do it, do it, let's do it. It's a rise awareness challenge, it's a wise awareness challenge, it's a rise awareness challenge, it's a wise awareness challenge. Do it, let's do it, do it, let's do it.
I never realized how repetitive that song is.
Yeah, but you've got to admit, it's a sick beat.
Let's do it. Indeed. Oh, no, hell
it's,
yeah.
It's much more complicated lyrically than most Black Eyed Peas. But God, it's having so said true. That, God, it really did seem like we were just going to play for this entire hour one of those YouTube loops of the same hamster dance song for 10 hours.
Being Rickrolled.
Yeah, getting Rickrolled.
For 2 hours.
Yeah, you got the Eastern version of that, which is a guy that looks like... Oh, God!
It's still there.
Someone cover me.
Oh, mate, don't... I don't. You don't need any cover. Let it keep going. It's my life.
It's a cockroach. We love
this,
man.
This is the new official anthem for the Friendly Jimmy's pod, because it's just... Show me a better song.
It's all you need to know in life. Yeah. Nike got it right, as did this man, and I'm sure there was no connection between the two. That's probably the reason he knows that phrase in English.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm really...
Even if he doesn't think he does, but like subconsciously, probably read a sneaker sometime and just like, yeah, just do it.
Profound.
Just I love do that it. Someone obviously challenged him with the ice bucket challenge, and rather than do what most people do, which is you get the ice thrown on you and then you nominate 3 more people. He was like, I'm going to write an epic for this honor. Let's do it, yeah. Let's
but
do
after
it,
3 years...
It is. It's the Indian version of the Homeric poems. Yeah. It's really epic. It's an ice bucket challenge.
But it,
he made it epic.
But it's a bit depressing that he made a song about the ice bucket challenge like years after.
Was it actually years after?
But like,
I don't know, but I want it to be.
Yeah. It might as well be. It might as well be.
It has to be. And I also looked up where this guy is from. He's from a small, a shitty town where news reaches 6 months later.
Oh my God.
And
is he from the north?
No, well, no, he's from the central west or something. And I asked him,
what's
this,
that area like? Is it like the Dubbo of Pakistan, except for way worse?
The of houses India.
Are made Good out question. Of shit. You know what it is? It would be the Albury of India.
The Albury? Yeah.
Where's Albury?
That's not bad.
I don't even know where Albury is.
Albury's like, actually quite
but like
beautiful.
The suburbs really? Of Albury. Not in terms of physicality of the place. I'm talking about like the terms of people, the economic status of this town.
I used to own a really shitty motel.
Yeah.
It's those people.
And it's gone dead because most of the people have moved to Bombay now.
People get hookers to go to their house these days. That's why I went out of business.
We love the people of Albury if you are listening.
Yeah, I also asked this Indian...
But also, shave your fucking moustache, people in Albury. It is. They are the people from Albury. They always have a seedy, weird moustache that makes them look more monkey than ape. They're direct descendants. Most of us evolved from chimpanzees. Anyone from Albury evolved from a gibbon.
It's a given.
Shit.
I can kill myself.
About gibbons on the Friendly Geordies podcast. Bitcoin, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I think you should start this one off, Ali, because
you, Miss Love?
Me?
You're the Bitcoin king.
Yeah.
Yep,
you know
I
a
have...
guy that made a slight amount of money off it.
I have read
Bitcoin
about
investor.
It. Yeah, I have read about it in meme form. I must be the king.
Yeah, that's a great... You're like... Remember that Channel 9 show? Money! And it was someone that goes, here's a tip. if you put away money, you have money. And that was basically it for years. And then people caught wise to that you don't necessarily need an hour to learn that putting money in the bank maintains interest.
Still
wanna, and what a Dolomite account is.
Yeah, still one of Channel 9's most integral, like, shows with the most integrity. Still beats True. The Block by a mile.
And all integrity is on Channel 9 is if the reporter has a haircut that looks like a Lego man's hair, that's integrity to them.
Hey, what other measure is there at Channel 9? It's in their fucking manifesto. So you know about the Lego head policy, right? But Bitcoin, like, I am fundamentally against Bitcoin for a very, very ideological, like, which I think is extremely important, but it's a theoretical reason, which is that I am one of those people that think that apolitical money is the dumbest idea anyone can ever come up with.
Oh, and why is that?
Apolitical. Because you can't control it.
Well, yeah, but that's the whole point. That's why
No, that's good in good times. It's horrible in bad times.
Well,
that's the reason.
There's going to be one of those.
No, it absolutely will be. In Bitcoin's case, I can 100% tell you because they've been dumb enough to set a ceiling for it.
Can you just start off explaining what the hell it actually is?
So it's
But you're the expert, aren't you?
Okay.
The guy that's dressed like a lad.
I'll just do the meme. Hey, man, there's something wrong with my wallet. Just pretend it's empty. There, that's my knowledge.
So, okay, bring out your wallet again and take out that note that you have in it. What makes you believe that this note will help you buy shit? What makes you give that trust?
Old guy's on it. It looks legit.
So that old guy. What does that old guy
the
represent?
Old woman, no, because she just looks like she's. If you don't spend me a spotlight, this better be a gift card to Harvey Norman. All right. If not,
are you going to the reject shop? Because Minties are slightly cheaper there compared to Carl's.
I love how
I know what you're going to say. It's tangible money. It's real.
No. What I'm trying to say is that you trust in having that note when you go buy something and someone gives you're not pissed off at them because you trust that this note will work.
Yeah.
You trust this note will work because the government says I've got your back on this. I produce this stuff. You can go buy.
You mean the
shit.
Banks?
No, I mean the government.
How's that?
But Bitcoin is the people.
No, the Bitcoin...
And isn't that what a government constitutes as?
No. Well, there's no structure to it. Part of the reason why Wall Street wouldn't invest in Bitcoin is... Part of the reason why it still hasn't crashed is because Wall Street is too shit scared of... Because no one's there to manage this shit. What they've done is they've said that... Okay, so this is an algorithm. This algorithm will reach its peak. I can't remember what year it was, but I think it's around 2030 or something.
Oh, really?
When Bitcoin will be... When it'll reach its peak. That's actually when... That's a recipe for disaster.
And what was the justification for it before you say why?
Because they're saying... I don't know. Because they want to give off the idea that this isn't just made out of thin air. Like, this is more substantial than what it is. But I don't think they understand basic economics. Because when you set a ceiling for it, you're basically waiting for the crisis to hit. Because once you reach the
peak, is exactly the same as the private banking system.
The private banking system is more trusting in a way because the government's... So in 2008, when the banks collapsed, the government was there to bail it out. So we can trust the bank because we know even if they fuck up,
there's someone else behind it. There's still that safeguard.
Yeah, the state's safe, right? So in cryptocurrencies, they're fine because apolitical money is good until the shit hits the roof. Once shit hits the roof. So for example, during the 1930s Great Depression, that's part of the reason why we don't have the gold standard, right? Yeah. So the gold standard was that every piece of currency that you own is exchangeable in this metallic value, which is gold, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people got comfort from that because they thought, there's a tangible thing. Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, money is not tangible. Money is the trust. The first money that ever was invented was actually not physical currency itself. It was a ledger where people would say, all right, so this person has this amount of wheat stocked in our... So it was basically just like a piece of paper again.
Yeah, well, the guys from Bitcoin know that, and they have more veins in their forehead than you do, Ali. So I'm assuming they're smarter. Either that or they're junkies that all their other veins have collapsed and they're going, I'm just going to have to do it in the temple.
I don't think that they're smarter.
Just ignore him. I'm like very much interested in this.
Continue speaking. You're not interested in my spiels.
No.
Well, isn't that convenient?
I'm not.
Well, you want me to turn my mic off, do you?
No, that's okay. Now who likes that word?
Yeah, we just realized that 1/100th of Miss Love's lexicon when he's drunk is the word cunt.
So it's essentially just you want to be able to, and I know a lot of people are hostile to this idea,
yeah.
But you need to be able to make money out of thin air. It is an absolutely necessary function for the economy.
But you can do that with bits, because aren't they just divided?
It's apolitical. Well, the thing is, it's divide. If you say, that's what Ben, who I hope is listening, was arguing. He was just like, you can divide bit currency into pieces, so you can just continue to devalue it. I'm like,
who's
but that's,
Ben? Oh, Leprechaun Man.
Leprechaun. No, Ben, are your
producer's boyfriend.
Oh.
AKA Mystical Man, that is probably the man that is on all scratchies that goes, there's a pot of gold at the end of this rainbow.
He
laughs like that. If you laugh like that, you are a magical creature. If you go,
So Ben was saying that we can just like keep dividing it and that will make it last.
Yeah.
But then the problem over here is, which a lot of economists do, is that you're assuming that every person that's buying this has the same amount of wealth, so you can keep dividing it. The fact of the matter is there'll be people that'll be able to buy all of those pieces, and there'll be people that can only buy one fraction of that piece. So it sort of, it would work in an economy where everyone had the same amount of money. But
right.
if everyone doesn't have the same amount of money, people can hoard and buy. And once they hoard and you know that there's a ceiling, once you hit that ceiling where no more bitcoins can be produced, bam, crisis, because people are going to immediately flood all of their bitcoins into the market. People are not going to buy them as much, because the more you flood, the more the price is going down. The reason why it's like $17,000 for a bitcoin right now is because a lot of idiots like us are interested in buying it. That's what makes the price go up.
Yeah, of course.
Once they don't have that interest,
yeah.
It could be nothing.
But,
and then there is no government
and it, let's
to
be honest,
give up the trust that, no, don't sell this. We will support this form of money. You're gonna get rid of a lot of wealth that you've created. So $17,000 is...
Get rid of it.
Yeah, because if you say a Bitcoin is $17,000,
yeah.
That's being considered to your economy, right? So $17,000, everyone that has a Bitcoin. Now, if a Bitcoin becomes $200...
Mm.
You have lost $16,800. That's how the global financial crisis happened, where trillions of dollars just disappeared in a flash.
Wait a second. Isn't that more a question of irresponsible banking? Because the bailouts were necessary.
Irresponsible banking?
But a bailout is basically a Band-Aid response, isn't it?
Well, but sometimes you need Band-Aid responses.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the thing. They're saying that Bitcoin is an alternative to the banking system.
That is the most ridiculous statement ever, because...
Because
it cannot
ridiculous.
Be. There's ridiculous. No one can control it. Banking system, ask any banker. They'll tell you, dude, we make money out of thin air.
Yeah.
And we can do it because the government sort of allows us to do it, because governments give us the leeway. Let's say you've got a certain amount of money in your bank. Every motherfucker shows up that's put their money in the bank and say, we want our money straight away. You technically don't have that money because you've invested it somewhere else. So you can either go into crisis mode where you can tell all your customers, sorry, we actually don't have your money, or you make money out of thin air and say, here's your money. The government will support that because the government does not want people freaking out.
Okay, so if Bitcoin gets rid of the ceiling, then it's fine.
I still don't like the fact that it's apolitical. Margaret Thatcher, who... is someone
all of our
that
favorites,
we
all of our
and like I don't
politician.
I don't like her, but
definitely,
she but she's
hair kind of looks like Ronald McDonald's.
But she said something that was extremely important. She said like for the European Union, they were arguing that, you know, the economic policy will be centered around, you know, Brussels, and she was saying that this is the most ridiculous thing to do against European Union. She said, because monetary policy is not an economic decision, it's a political decision. And I 100% agree with her on that. It has to be a political decision. You need to be able to control the way the economy works. If you have no control, you will hit a point where shit will just be insane. You need to be able to control shit, manage it.
That does make sense. How about
this? Do you think it's worth investing?
Well, in the short run, yes, but in the long term, absolutely no.
So, if it could be regulated by some sort of Bitcoin governmental body, which
it loses its charm then, because the idea why Bitcoin is being
free.
Because it's free.
Completely...
That's what every
but it has regulation on it now.
Does it?
Yes.
Who can enforce that regulation? Oh, how can that regulation
capital
be
gains
enforced?
Tax when you withdraw it, right?
Well, there's a capital gains tax, but there was also...
Oh, that's different. That's just getting tax off of... So that actually makes it more difficult because now it's being counted into the official economy.
Yeah.
So once it loses its value, our economy will suffer. And in fact... Yeah,
oh, shit.
Yeah, it actually makes it worse in that way. It's as long as the government...
This is scaring me, Ali. More than ghosts do. And they scare me a lot. But the thing is that you're saying that this is way worse than the global financial crisis. Because at
if
least
all
there was
our
some
economy-
technical value in housing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God. So they're just saying that there's no money anymore.
If
that's the end of money.
If tomorrow they said that all of the currency will now be bitcoins, I think that I would have to fucking literally fight till my last blood for that to not happen.
Shit.
It's literally that much of an issue. At the moment, it's a fad that mostly is...
It's a quick scheme. Anyone that does it, they're not like, I believe in the future of Bitcoin. They're like, I believe in getting paid
and
bailing.
And that is one of the biggest evidences why you can't trust it. Because anything that sort of multiplies your money that fast is based on speculation, right? And speculation causes bubbles, and bubbles... are prone to fucking burst.
Like every podcast that touches on conspiracy theories and talking about huge government issues, and also the fact that you're wearing a shirt that looks like it's from Kmart and it's trying to look like a Lacoste shirt but isn't, do you
Tommy,
recommend
motherfucker.
Tommy's? That's just as good.
Yeah, Tommy's.
Is it, or
right.
Is it the other way around? Is it the white where the red is, and it's actually
you know what this
Marty.
Is? No, this. You know what this is? This is a rejected piece of Tommy Hilfiger. This is my dad's shirt that he got from Pakistan. Pakistani markets are flooded with, because there's a few factories over there that produce actual Tommy shit, and once it gets rejected, they just cut off the tag from the back and flood it into the local market.
Yes.
So it's just basically there's like a little stitch wrong with it or something.
Maybe
and
I
so
will
now
go
I
to
have it.
Oh, that's great. It's like those old ads in the 90s where they used to go, cheap shirts, little bit of water on them. It's all right. Just put it in the dryer.
Yes. Yeah. Amazing.
Minus, I'm sure it's Shane Warne's brother, but it's pretty much the same thing.
Jim Warne.
So do you think, Ali, as the guy that has that Pakistani shirt, surely you should be saying this next? And that's why I think that you should invest in gold.
Gold is a commodity that is much safer because A, it has a lot of history, and it's literally depends on the trust. So the only scenario where I can imagine, so Vladimir Lenin, not John Lennon.
Of course.
Vladimir Lenin, when he was like, he wrote this book called Imperialism, the Height of Capitalism. And at one point he was asked, so in this ideal society of yours, what's the value of gold? And he said that it'll be used for taps and shit, because it won't. Unless you reach that sort of a scenario, then gold is in trouble. But like in the sort of society that we live in and the way and will continue to live in, gold is a commodity that is relatively safer. Definitely much safer than Bitcoin.
Well, why when I invested in silver, did it immediately halve in price?
Because you invested
gold.
In it. No, because it goes up and down, but it won't ever reach to zero.
It's the most hillbilly investing ever.
I love the idea of Jordan being like, you know, he's done so well. Basically, he is like, you know, what's his face? Old mate, what's his name? The Republican. Mommy.
God. Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, Reagan would love Jordan because it's like, shelf-made entrepreneur just making his way through honest work. And like
your
the second...
him as a cowboy as a kid. I like cowboys.
And the second that he tries to invest in like the real world economy, just fucking flumps.
Because I did... While we're on the subject of investing tips, if you're ever on CNBC...
We are the worst people to be doing this, but yeah.
Ali's all right.
No, but
actually,
like I don't like these speculative...
Someone dressed like a lad and somebody who dresses like somebody who has small man syndrome, despite the fact I'm of average height.
You're not
but
small
I look
at
like,
all.
Yeah, but also the name Jimmy. Anyone who's called Jimmy, just like Bitcoin, has a max out height of 4 feet and 11 inches.
But go.
One of those AC/DC has to be, yes, I'm 5 foot. Okay. If people on CNBC with as much hair as George Costanza are saying, I really think that you should invest in this product. It's going through the roof. I can only see it going up from here. That means tomorrow it will bottom out. tomorrow. I can guarantee
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because...
Never listen to CNBC.
Is that what you did?
Who the fuck is listening to this?
Did you, is that why you got into
it? And I'd be like, wow, silver's going up. I'd be stupid not to invest in it while it's at its peak.
Oh, yeah. God.
Well,
so it was this $40. Is, this now would it's a $20 like... and has been for 6 years.
They're
That's
idiots.
The best investment story ever.
But
dude.
I stand idiots. By. There must be some logic to it for in the far off distant future. I will make my money back, but it's a bad investment because you should be getting over 10% for it to be.
No, okay. So here's
right?
the thing with
or
metals.
A spectacular one.
Here's yeah. the thing with metals. So metals are relatively stable in a grander scheme of things. So if you have a lot of money, let's say you're a billionaire, you don't know what to do with a lot of. Let's say you're like you've got so much money that you don't even trust your government as much. Like who knows, my government's gonna be fucked, so I can't like just buy all Aussie dollars. So then you'd buy shit like gold. The purpose is not to actually make money, but to keep your money safe. I'm gonna
what
be
about
like
a gold mine. Surely that's a better investment.
Well, yeah, a gold mine. Depending on like, okay, do you think that the demand for gold is going to increase? So there's other factors to it, right?
No, there's not.
Well. I'm kind
of
boring, man. Like I hate everyone that talks to me about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin because, like, not because of the Bitcoin itself, but because of just it just attracts the weirdest sort of people.
Damn.
In society.
Okay. Just as a little,
so
just,
right.
Just as a,
you know why? Because they're all
he
into easy money.
Dude.
They all want to make their money quickly and, like, you know, make.
I got
money,
it. I got
yeah.
it.
Misov's got this.
Yeah. I
got
to tell you something.
Okay, go on.
There's three people. From our high school, that
two out of three of them confirmed kings.
Yeah,
we've discussed them before. One of them was the one that kept yelling, "You're fucking smile! I hate the fact you got the same smile in every photo. You think you're better than me?" Abused a man for 20 minutes.
Just a legend.
For disagreeing with a pose that he has.
I mean, we're not denying.
Who is he, Hansel from Zoolander? Who cares about poses that much?
We are not denying for a second the legendary status of these individuals, but they've never.
That's part of history now.
The classical, the throughout history, the classical idea of how to make money throughout history, or at least the romantic idea, has not been the case of their lives. To say the least.
Yeah, because...
They're still at home.
Look, it's all shortcuts. They're looking
yeah,
for shortcuts.
Yeah, and the shortcuts worked. One bloke... I mean, Jordan kept him up at night, but he kept me up too.
Because
one-
it's Joey Fatone from NSYNC, the guy that got the least amount of TV coverage out of them when they were in their peak.
Yeah.
It's that guy, except for plus 30 kilos, who lives with his mum. Is woken up every day. The first thing this man says in the morning, every day of his life, is, "Shut up, Mom!" And that guy's basically a millionaire now.
Yeah, there's
That's
a lot
it.
Of people that have made money.
But
that happens.
Doesn't
that
outrage
that
you? Doesn't that outrage
no,
you?
No, but there's a lot of people that have, you know, won money at pokies too.
Yeah, but it's...
But there's...
It's
that's,
almost
that's at
more
least a
annoying.
Skill because you're pressing a button.
Yeah.
No,
this
three,
guy
he's
pressed
to,
one
he's
button.
Up to $300,000. $300,000.
I know that these people have made money, and I know a lot of them are going to lose money too. This is the thing. You want to make reliable money? You've got to fucking work hard. That's the reality of life.
But it's
you've
not.
Gotta, you've got to invest in a business. You've got to put your sweat into it, and you've got to make actual, tangible money that you can rely on, and not so one day you're.
No,
I'm
no.
pretty sure you have to be dumb, fat, and think you're hotter than you are. I think that's the key to success.
No,
because
Ali.
There's too many dumb, fat people like that are investing in it. That's the way they're making money. They're depending on other pests like them. In society, that somehow get attracted to these cryptocurrencies.
But wait a sec. If they pull out before it crashes,
yeah, then they've made money. It's similar, like
money.
You know, you've won money at blackjack. I would not recommend that as like a life choice.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, yeah. but damn, so much money. You can buy a house in Sydney. Like I'm cutting squids, and I can just afford half a house here.
Yeah, even Ben's brothers made a lot of money off of it. That's what he. That's why he was arguing with me. He was just like, "Man,
how much money did he make?"
I don't know. He was like, "It was in like 20,000 or some shit." Something.
Yeah,
like
I got a mate that's made 30. I got a mate that bought a Bitcoin for a couple of $100 7 or 8 years ago because I guess he liked smoking weed and he stayed up one night and there was something on the internet that was like a click thing, being like, "You should really get into this Bitcoin." He's got 30 grand now.
I mean, that's not a great that's actually not a great turnover considering. But for what he paid,
it's fucking good, man.
But 7 years.
Well, 7 years.
It's not amazing, but
because that's again, that's what tells you. So for the if I bet you, if you look at the analytics of how that money grew, the maximum amount of money that it actually the value that would have increased would be in a short span of time rather than throughout the whole period.
Yeah, it peaked and then it sort of leveled
and,
out.
And like so there were people that bought the coin, woke up the next morning and had increased in 100%. That is insane. Yeah. That itself should kind of worry you.
God, anyways, it's just, man. I mean, worrying, frustration, anger, disappointment, all these factors come into play. You know. I mean, yeah. I mean, like, I can't get into it now. There are other currencies like...
Yeah, there's a lot of people are actually not investing in Bitcoin anymore.
Yeah,
it's too
inflated. There's one called Ethereum, which is like the kind of thing, it's like, get in it now because that'll be the next Bitcoin soon. So there's always different ones, but...
This is everyone investing into property before 2008.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I get that. But should we invest before... Should we invest, make a bunch of money, and pull it out before it crashes? That's I'm asking.
Should I actually
put my mortgage on a Bitcoin?
I'm going to tell you something. So in the short run, you actually want to do it because the thing that is actually slowing down the crash is the fact that a lot of these... Big Wall Street, like these fucking parasites, aren't getting into it because they're too shit scared. Okay?
Yeah, understand.
That actually prolongs its life. So I reckon in the short term you might want to do it, but like
it's
again,
flip flop. We should do it.
But I don't know when it will eventually lose its value.
But you can sense it. It's not happening. I reckon.
No,
yeah,
you
like
can't. You can't sense
I think
this
you can
stuff.
Sense that. If Joey Fatoti is making money off this, this will crash.
Exactly. That's a very good way to do it. But it's bought life because it's not like the fucking, you know, most of the money is by these established banks. And as long as they're not getting into it, that will actually increase the life of it.
I think we figured it out. Just look for anything, any pattern of investment is as soon as someone with blonde-tipped, spiky hair starts investing in it, that's when you leave. That's when you go out because it is just going to peak like their hair does. That's pretty much it.
I think it's probably accurate. I mean...
I can't see how it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's got 100% success rate at the moment. Matt and Shoeshine Boys.
But if like... Okay, I want to make an announcement. If one more fucker after this comes up to me and says, hey, man, Bitcoin, eh? I'm going to punch that guy.
That's mad.
I'm going to straight up punch that person.
Oh, it's just so frustrating. I wish I smoked more weed because then I'd be a rich man. How retarded is that? That this day and age, it's not hard work. It's you should have had more cones because then you would have seen this. You stayed up till 5 a.m. eating Fruit Loops and you would have seen this video that highly recommended it. And another dude eating Fruit Loops says he's gotten results. So you'd be like, fuck it, man.
It was definitely stoners- that. They were definitely watching bestscore.com going, oh, fuck. Oh, I got hit by another car.
Because stoners are willing to take chances like that. I mean, they're willing to just go, yeah, I mean, that could work. And like...
Yeah. And like,
I don't know.
But like Lotto, you know, there's a lot of people that buy the Lotto every day.
That's true.
And some of them win shit.
That's true. And on top of that, you know that he's going to spend that money on weed and a lamp that looks like Darth Vader's head and it's going to be gone.
And you know what?
And he's going to go, it's from George Lucas.
No, he's
from George Lucas, man.
You know what's most likely going to happen? He's going to buy a shitload of weed and probably hookers and buy drinks for everyone at the club because he's going to assume that this money is going
a
to
gravy
keep coming to him for the rest of his life. And eventually, not only would the money stop, but his existing money would lose value. You and then he would kill himself, which you wouldn't miss love
because
you never tried to, you know, make money the easy way. You worked at a restaurant, did dishes.
True.
You're onto something, Ali. Well, not you. Your ancestors are. I really do think that Allah is up there. Because honestly,
here we go.
When I had
the convert, the left and radical Islam are finally fused.
Because of Bitcoin, that was the missing connection.
No, you don't like
it's all coming around.
You don't
like a circle.
You don't like
a
interest,
coin, if you will.
Is that what you're going to get into? The interest's bad and loaning's bad.
I 100% agree with that, and that's why Islam is the one true religion. Yeah. But hey.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of my God, man.
Thank you.
But the thing is, I think that they were onto something in that the fact that fat, frosty-haired tip cunt made $300,000 moved me from being an agnostic to an atheist overnight.
There
cannot be a God if that's the case. But if he is building that man up so that he is even poorer,
Yeah.
Then there's a God.
I didn't know.
Isn't that good scary?
Good thing come to those who wait.
That's the whole thing. We've got to make a pact. Everybody listening to this podcast right now, you need to convert to Islam.
I am disavowing you to do this. Disavowing.
Why?
Actively.
Why? You racist me?
Islam is not a race. Islam is not a race.
The same thing that happened to Vice magazine is happening
to
us.
Yeah, I know.
Us. Me,
Bitcoin.
Some fuck with a beard. You, the Pakistani guy. And you, the right winger that's going, yes. I'm sick of this PC bullshit.
You're listening to Vice News. No, I mean, the mate.
In the future.
To be honest.
No, I wouldn't recommend anyone converting to Islam either.
No. But the main.
No, but like neither Christianity, by the way. Just, it's not like I'm on team Christianity from now on.
Yeah, you will be.
I.
The main. The main.
Why do we keep switching? That. Now I'm highly Islamic.
passing the baton on. Of religious extremism.
Okay, so that means that you need to join the Christian militia brotherhood, Ali.
Yeah.
And Miss Love needs to sit there and go, I mean, really think about it. How they're saying that there's an intelligent design. What is intelligent about those googly-eyed goldfish?
And you just have to learn the Quran really well.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't wait to start the pod with just that, like, friendly Jodis. So scary.
What
being
a turnaround.
And then you go listen. There and then you listen to it and then you sit in the car with someone who speaks Arabic and they're converting to you what the Islamic radio station is saying. You know what they say over and over again? It's just like...
Hell. You're going to hell. You're going to hell. That kind of shit.
Not you're
no,
going to
not
hell.
Not necessarily.
No, this is the difference. I think... No, that was 50s Christianity. Now Christianity is, hey, we really like singers that have acoustic guitar in the background and talk about love because, you know, God is love.
Yeah, it's so...
Oh, you know, like the commercial that I've been hearing a lot these days, it's like, did you know that Jesus Christ was one of the coolest people
coolest.
On earth?
That's a good one.
And he had long hair.
And he's like...
Just like
Nirvana. He brought a revolution. He was against the status quo. And you want to learn more about that? Come to our meetings and we'll tell you what a sick guy this
man
was.
So it's always like, bro, I just hope.
Which is actually true. Like, everything about that commercial is 100% accurate. Jesus was actually one of the sickest guys out there. His story is incredibly interesting.
It's happened. We've all converted.
Yeah.
No.
Tipping point.
But so has Muhammad's. It's like, they were all mad people for the fucking time. I just like that is a crucial bit of information.
Yeah, it stresses it off.
But like they were revolutionaries. They were the smartest people of their time.
Yeah, they had the ability to rile up a crowd, much like a
in a good way. In fact, like what Chomsky said that they weren't just able to rile up the crowd. Well, Chomsky was once saying that he was like, well, if you really look at it throughout history, we've always had intellectuals that were for the current status of the time, and then they were against it. The ones that were for the state and the kingdom at the time are now considered false prophets, and the ones that were against it are now considered prophets. So all these guys that you know of, like Jesus, Mom, they were actually They rose to the top, but they swam against the current. That's why their stories are amazing. That's why they're remembered to the day. If they swam with the currents, you would not have a clue who they were. There were a lot of people
Jekyll
that claim
from Facebook will be the Jesus Christ of this millennium. Because he doesn't
Don't
know how
be
much
a
bunny snap.
That's your boy Jekyll here. Sup, motherfuckers. He's basically my god already.
not basically.
Yeah. He's my god. His glasses are so big.
Oh, and speaking of religion, sell that wrench.
So, oh yes.
Brand new segment here on the Friendly Geordies podcast that I can only assume is going to be a staple. Will never go away. Even when we die, our ghosts will be sitting in this room, haunting the radio station, so that we can get this done. Which is. We saw some guy on, it's called the Aurora Channel. No, not the Aurora, I think that's religious, but one of those satellite channels.
Yeah, the Fix-It Channel.
It was a half-hour infomercial about a wrench that's slightly better than an original wrench and is only $499. So... Boys, I'm pretty sure, like, this competition that we had of who can sound like Chomsky the most, I'm quite certain that Miss Love will take home the gold from this.
I didn't win that, did I?
No, I won the Chomsky one, but it was a foregone conclusion.
Oh, right. You think I'll take... Oh, that's putting a lot of faith in me. I'm just gonna... How do you sell something that you can get at Bunnings for $4. How do you sell that? I don't know, man. This is up for grabs for anyone.
I think it's, you got to dress like Tim the Toolshed Man so people go, I liked that shirt. So everybody here has imaginary checkered shirts on.
Yeah.
That's the starting. You've all just walked out of Lowe's. You've got one of those houses that has a basketball hoop on the garage.
Yeah.
And you've just said to your son, nice bike riding, Timmy. Hi, guys. Oh. That's the beginning.
And we're supposed to sell this ranch.
And scene.
Who's going first?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you and me, love. And scene.
Have you ever wondered, my life's going down the toilet. I'm 40 years old. My wife doesn't love me anymore. I'm bored as shit. And I have nothing to replicate my money in? Have you ever thought, the wrench that I've got right now, it's perfectly fine, works 100% accurately, but I need something to fill my life? Introducing the Cunta Wrench, a wrench that's $440 and is fluoro orange. That's the only difference between that and the Bunnings one. Buy it.
Yes. I'll buy
you just
that.
Just whittled down an hour-long infomercial into 30 seconds. Sold.
I don't know if I did that well, like if that would actually work, but well, I mean, that's the facts.
It worked for me, man.
Those are the facts.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
It sells itself.
It sells itself.
Ali?
Have you walked out of your room and thought your kid was a bit of a dick? Why is it that teenagers are being cunty these days? The clear answer is before 2015, teenagers were hit with good wrenches. But with China taking over the manufacturing market, it's all plastic now, so their heads are still intact. You need to beat them harder. Buy this wrench, now available at Bunnings. Your kid will be the best kid in town.
Shit, I don't know which one was better. That's actually a good selling point. Mine was just buy it because you're a fucking loser. But yours is actually a very palpable fact. Kids do need to get beaten more.
And with metal.
Permanently impairing
them. They
get
brain damage, they're more docile.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. Hey, I've got a question for you. What rhymes with stench? Not wench, it's wrench. But this isn't a wrench. This is something that looks like a wrench except for it's fluorescent orange. Basically have a tradie that's inanimate in your shed at any time that you can take out and it's slightly easier. Just look at that. It's not hard at all to get this bolt off. Piece of crap broke. Only $440. Hire today.
Oh, God. We might have to put this up to the people. I don't know.
I liked all of them.
I liked them all, too.
I liked them all. All right. So, comment. Oh, we're going to actually talk about some of the comments because I'm actually reading them now. But comment for this pod. Mm. Whose you think was actually the best?
Yeah, let us know which one
of
you.
Yes. Tell us who's your daddy.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your pimp? I'm reading this book, by the way, called Pimp. So scary.
Dude, it's one
that Dave Chappelle was recommending. I don't recommend it.
Really?
Really? Why?
It's just so shocking. Okay.
The American Psycho.
1940s underworld, primarily a black ghetto.
Damn, what city?
I got a good feeling about this.
But man,
it's obviously terrifying. It's just...
I would assume it would just be hardcore
economics. It's really cool, though, in that. And yeah. I like how he's got all these great quotes.
The terms. Oh, man. The terms, like, did you know more about those terms? Like, top bitch and, like, mileage
no,
on a...
No, bottom bitch.
Bottom bitch. Dude, I didn't know. Bottom bitch is so goddamn boss.
Yeah.
The bottom bitch or the fact that there is a bottom bitch?
The fact that you have a term for someone like that is boss. And why?
I feel like it's just in every high school, the guy that was going, I
like Nirvana too.
The cool guy.
Yeah.
Nirvana. why Nirvana? It's so true. But why are they the crux of coolness? Like, yeah, okay. I guess they're cool. Whatever.
Because they sang Smells Like Teen Spirit, man. It's obvious.
It's because they look like Hinder before Hinder did.
Justin had it right. The Who. Only listen to the Who. That's all high school kids should be allowed. But anyway, sorry. I did try.
Get your head around Pinball Wizard and how crazy it is that he's deaf, dumb, and blind but can still play pinball. Then you can graduate onto the hard stuff, i.e. Nickelback. He goes through all those terms. It's just you really don't want to see the underworld of the 40s.
Yeah. Well,
it would be
it's just
shit.
Scarring. It's really...
Is it that bad?
Like the hardcore economics of it. This is what I like about it. It's just really brutal, brutalist capitalism.
Damn.
That's basically what he's talking about. And he's got all these great sayings throughout it about control and... I don't know what a pimp actually does. What are they? How do they help?
They're a middle.
I never understood. That's a question that I actually have for you after reading this book.
I think under the protection. Just protection. I'm pretty sure. Because they're vulnerable.
They seem to protect it. A lot of the time, they end up killing the hoes.
Well, that wasn't the whole point.
No, but you know what it is? It's basically, it's like, you know, it's like a comedian getting a booking agent or something.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you can technically do it yourself, but it just makes it so much more convenient.
Yeah.
To get someone to do it.
And also following up money.
But this guy, this is what he did every day, was just go, bitch, get your ass down on the street. It's already 3 p.m. This motherfucking trick walking down. You're going to the hoe next door. Get your ass out there and hump. And then she just goes down and then just sits there waving her thumb like a hitchhiker all day. She does all the work and then she puts the money on the table and goes, yeah, I got you some reefer, girl. Just for you, girl. Just because you got me a C note, which I think is $100.
Damn.
And then he just just goes like, I've been working my ass off all day. But every day he's just going like, I talked to this guy who owns a fish and chip shop. I was like, man, how do I get another hoe? That's him working hard.
Hey, he's got right.
In a sense,
like a really good version of the doll going on. All the sex you want, which seems to be it. If you're on the doll, you seem to get more sex than people who work.
Yeah,
yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, because people are busy working. They haven't got time.
I think that might be true.
But on top of that, the brutalist economics of it. So there's all these lines in it. One of them is just like, a pimp is happy when his whores giggle. It means they still asleep. It's a whole massive game in pimp.
Damn, that's such a strong statement. Anyway, go on.
Because he's saying that a massive game of pimping is just having a good game. It's just marketing.
Yeah. It's
Donald
making,
Trump is a pimp.
Yeah.
It's making the chick feel... that they need you, and the way, and if they're giggling,
be magical.
Isn't that just life, though? That's just life, isn't it? In terms of everything, it's just marketing. It's how you represent yourself, how people see you, how do you make them feel?
This is just street version, really complicated economics that is happening in the corporate world.
Yes,
and it happened because my girlfriend just got swindled out of $8,000 when she's leaving her corporation.
Damn, I didn't know that.
You know what they kept saying in the corporation constantly? We treat our employees like family. Dystopic as, you know what pimps call their circle of hoes? The family.
Holy shit!
Isn't that incredible?
That is crazy. And you know what? And Dave Chappelle mentioned it in that fucking context. He was dealing with a fucking corporation.
That's blown my mind.
And then there was also this other one is just... even after I left the pimping game, I see its residue in all industries. There are only two types of people in the world. They're pimps and they're hoes. And if you an employee, you a hoe.
Dude.
Dang.
You know what's crazy? That is been resonated through other... Like, I've heard a saying. I mean, it's such a basic thing, but you can't be a pimp and a prostitute too.
Yeah.
It's a famous thing.
It's basically Marxism in a nutshell. You've got the bourgeoisie that are the pimps, and you've got the proletariat that are the hoes.
But who's the intelligentsia? Are they the tricks?
Man, the intelligentsia is a load of bullshit. There's people that own the means of production, and there's people that work on those means of production. That's like Marxism. Like, I know that it's more complicated, but like Marx kind of like simplified it
so
in that
Wall
way.
Street
which I think
is
wrong, but like, anyways.
Wall Street is just pimps and hoes. It so is, though. Yeah. It completely is pimps and hoes.
I think that's it. And they talk about the golden mouthpiece, which is obviously pimps have the best vernacular on the planet. Easily the coolest, most
definitely
flash.
The funniest.
I don't know, Korean.
In order to be a pimp, you just have to be an extremely charismatic man. Is that like the sort of expectation that is off of you? Just need to be an alpha male.
And you also need to know when to croak a bitch.
Oh, God, that's so...
It's really harsh. Oh, it's so because basically what they're saying is that at the end of it... Because I love how Dave Chappelle was saying, this book filled with a thick-ass index at the back, got all the terminology because it's not used to the American vernacular. For instance, madam, do you know what mileage on a hoe means?
I could guess.
But man, like, who?
What do you think?
Mileage on a hoe is how much she's
fucked and how good she is.
There's more to it. Close. But that's pretty spot on. Okay, well, pass mark for that.
Okay, yeah. What else could it be?
As your lecturer in life.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, what else?
And
would
get
it
a
be?
Haircut. What else would it be? What else would it be?
Okay, so the other part is that a good pimp can see how many fucks a hoe good for before she go crazy.
Damn, yeah. Because
apparently they always lose their mind towards the end.
That's fucking
and
scary.
And so there's all these different types of pimps. There's smooth talking pimps, gorilla pimps, and there's no nonsense pimps. And the no nonsense pimp always gonna mean because what he say, he gonna do.
This is just so hectic, isn't it?
And it's also so scary. And the thing is, they still talk like this today. Pimps are exactly the same. They haven't changed since the 40s.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, definitely. That's absolutely true.
Yeah. It's,
Man, maybe we could just go to, like, L.A. and just do a pimp tour. And by that, I mean funnel around pimps from, like, 10 feet away. And just watch them.
And watch hookers.
You're going to get hookers. Pimp chained. You would get pimp chained. Yeah,
you would either have
if you near
to
my stick, you going to get hit.
If the fit don't. So I just
that point, Jordan, like, while we're on the topic, that point really fucking got to me, man, when he was saying, like, a good pimp knows when to beat his hoe, but will also set up a bat so she forgets that he was the first person to beat her and actually feels indebted to him.
Mm. Oh, that's so intense.
That is just the most insane thing I've ever heard.
All the psychology notifies that. I don't know why we've just turned this into how to manipulate people until they break and have to enter a crazy house. The podcast.
Because this is where we were always moving towards.
Yeah, this is our destination. It's our GPS system saying point reached. We have reached your destination.
Inevitability.
This podcast was the Hogwarts Express and we're now at Hogwarts. The magical promised land. Fucking up
pimps.
A oh man. Yeah. So yeah, that all psychology studies that I've read on this say exactly the same thing, that dogs don't like owners that are always mean to them or always nice. They like them that are a combination of mean and nice.
Yeah. Mm. It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
That's a good dog, you know what I mean?
It's like, you know what, I'm a bit afraid to make this analogy, but isn't this very similar to what women do with, like, the physical tug of war? Where, like, they sometimes allow you a bit and then
hell
they move
yes,
away.
It is. That's not sus at all. It's a whole song of, like...
Yeah, it's just women do it emotionally and then there's pimps that do
that
it
physically.
Yeah, it's that, you know, that whole song...
And emotionally,
like,
as well, though.
But, like, come on, we've got to reach the conclusion, like, both of these situations suck, right? Like, obviously the physical thing sucks because... It's you're fucking beating someone.
Yeah.
But, like, even the emotional...
Jordan would disagree.
If you're doing the beating, it's pretty good.
But
tips from a center-left guy that made his living out of, you know, sticking up for stuff like that. I'm saying is beat anyone who's weaker than you.
No, definitely. But the emotional side is inherent to relationships. It's like that old... Gavin McInnes did a video on a video of a guy who... was paying out that thing, that old school movie. It's like, the chick was like, I really can't stay. And the guy was like, I think you can. It's like, no, it's cold outside. It's like, it's warm in the bed. And the guy was like, this is sexism embodied. I mean, he's not letting her leave. And then Gavin, of course, was just like, this is the game men and women play. If you don't understand the game, then get the fuck out of it. Don't destroy the game. We need this. This is fun joking around. You know, like, you think when he pulls her down, she hates it? She's laughing. You fuck. And, like, that's how it goes. Yeah. I mean, obviously, the pimp thing's a fucking elevated, intense version of that.
But that's what they were saying, is that there's a propaganda game between the pimp and the hoe that's constantly playing, and they are looking for control. And the pimp is always using his physical aspects, and the hoe is always using her emotional aspects to outmaneuver him.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just a really unhealthy environment. And that's... Because he also... Iceberg Slim wrote a second book. And
that's the name of the author, by the way. Iceberg Slim. How badass.
You know why it's called Iceberg Slim?
I love America.
Yes, yes, I do. It's the best thing ever. Go on, yeah.
Why?
He was in a bar. Someone was getting croaked in the bar.
Does that mean killed? Okay,
yeah, assassinated.
Yeah. So white. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
I'm sorry. What is killed? Oh, dear. Oh, is he okay?
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Well, these things happen. It's a dangerous world.
Ben Shapiro on the Friendly Jimmy's pod. It's their culture. I mean, it's not. It's just a fact.
Yeah. So some guy getting croaked in the bar, and then a stray bullet shot through Iceberg Slim's hat, and he still kept drinking his drink. And so all these other guys went, damn, motherfucker, bad motherfucker, just icy cold, motherfucker, ice, and go, Iceberg, and I skinny, Iceberg Slim.
I mean, what an incredible image shot through the hat and just being like that man is frightening.
Yeah, that man you'd is flinch. Bad shit crazy.
You'd at least flinch. Man.
Yeah, I reckon I get tricked out for sure.
It's just maybe it's not, but it just makes me into progressive economics again. Because a man that is living in such poverty that when he gets shot through the head, he keeps drinking his iced tea. That's wrong. That's not a normal human reaction.
Yeah, he has evolved to a different level. This guy is like,
dude, does, right.
Yeah.
You need an underclass so you have icy motherfuckers like that.
Yeah. I mean, I bet he's a fucking legend, but fuck, what a scary man.
Yeah, he
but
had,
yeah,
that's
sorry.
Mad. Yeah, it is that evolutionary trait. It's kind of when Iraqi soldiers come back, if they came from inner city Chicago, they prefer being in Iraq because it's safer.
Oh, God.
They claim it is. Maybe they're just saying it for street cred.
No,
but it would be.
No, it's a fact. On the south side of Chicago, especially if you're poor and like in a gang, or you were in a gang, fucking
yeah,
way
I asked,
worse.
Than I asked
I've
that
got
to
one
my
word for them: library.
They shoot that shit
up. Fucking Hillary Swank from the Freedom Riders.
Hey, no, I'm Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were gonna say. It's a refuge of
Hillary Swank.
Isn't that her name?
I know, but it's just such a
Netflix
somebody
watcher.
That was,
Yes.
And just always appearing in romances aimed at 30-year-old women.
Yes.
Hillary
Swank. Yeah. Yes.
My two favorite movies.
That guy that stutters a lot from Britain that goes, "Excuse me, I hope that you rather," and made it millions of dollars out of stuttering.
Yeah. My two favorite movies are
Offspring.
Freedom Riders
Offspring.
And The Blind Side, which was essentially the same movie but with Sandra Bullock.
God, I hate her.
Yeah, you want to talk about viewer comments, we should get onto that, sorry.
Yeah, let's go to that.
So, thanks for all the comments that you guys are sending, except for that one guy, you know who you are.
Cranky Frank is back.
So apparently
Cranky
this
Frank
is a thing.
Is
apparently Friendly Jimmy said the
No,
back
we don't
want to
give Frankie any airtime because
yeah,
he's
no,
like,
but
he's
what
full
a
of
name.
Shit.
Frankie
yeah. Frankie, go to Hollywood and hassle someone else there. We're too big for you.
Just keep writing in though, because that's a mad name. I'll let you do whatever you want.
Yeah,
if you write it again, Cranky Frank, I will take a photograph of my ass and send it to you privately.
All right, so we're going to...
Don't put that up as revenge porn.
So B. Gallardo 180 has
Wait,
given us three questions that we don't have. He wants us to make them into segments, but fuck you. But we're going to do like a quick 30-second opinion on this.
I thought he was nice. Okay.
No, he's nice, but like we're... Okay, we're
but
maybe later.
Segments.
But okay, so Jordan Mislove quickly... Whether or not Australia should become a republic.
Nah.
I think it should. There you go.
But why do you think
Why do you think that?
Because I think it's like just a lag, you know. But here's the thing.
I know it's a lag, but honestly,
it's
I really
lag.
Think it's just not worth wasting millions of dollars just because people are like, it's embarrassing. She
yeah.
No, but like, so I don't want, So I don't think that Australia should become a republic in the way that Australians want Australia to become a republic, which
you
is that having
a banana republic.
No, yeah, the clothing brand. No, which
that's
is
Ali's vision. That's why he wants to get into politics to make this the world's largest banana republic.
I don't even know what that.
The best banana republic. The best. It's the best one in the world.
On Uluru, just at the very top, is just this massive savings billboard.
Yeah,
Davis specials are.
No, wait. Like quick. It's just like without getting like into a
sacrilegious. Okay. Well.
So we don't want to get too into it, but like, so I don't want Australia to become a republic in the way that they're asking. We need to elect a president because that's only going to mess with our constitution. Like, Australia is based on like Westminster. We can
like
talk
it.
About this
it's
at
just,
some other
dude,
point.
Dude, us
but,
being a monarchy is just like having a really fun uncle at a Christmas party that has really good stories about his time back in.
in London when the Sex Pistols were around.
Yeah, look, it's. I also think it's not the biggest issue in the world. Like, I'm 100% okay with Australia remaining a constitutional monarchy. Like,
that's exactly my point. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, look, I'm the same. I'm not that. Yeah. I'm not passionate
but
about
But ideally, if someone would ask me, I'd say a republic.
I'd vote yes to change to a republic, but...
I wouldn't.
After researching the 1999 vote, I think I would have chosen no.
Well, yeah. I would have chosen no for that vote, too, because that vote was... Well... If we could,
the
if,
model of the republic.
The model was a republic
fundamentally
was
flawed.
Exactly, right. It was fundamentally flawed. It would have created different power sectors. The idea of responsible government would have suffered immensely because you'd have an actually directly. Once you're an elected president, you ought to have certain powers. And in our parliamentary system, a president would not have powers. So I think if you want to have a republic, then you can have a president that is nominated by the cabinet and the parliament, but not by the people. If you want to make it by the people, I would recommend you not to do it. Just remain the way it is right now.
Exactly.
That's
and on top of that, I will only vote for a republic if the president is referred to as El Presidente. He's constantly in a white suit with heaps of military badges, and every year for Australia Day shoots a shotgun in the air in front of an audience that cheers while he laughs going, ah.
All right, I've been convinced.
How much better is that than the Queen?
Yeah, that's mad. That's mad. Yeah. I'm on board. But he has to laugh like that. Otherwise, I'm out.
No.
I'm out. Automatically out again.
And Australia's Got Talent has to, every time that the president is up for renewal, it just becomes a contest of who can do the
You know, there's an actual petition to change the name of Aussie dollar from Australian dollar to dollar.
I'm into that too.
Which is pathetic that got the highest amount of sign-ups on petition.
So but I don't think it's a bad
thing.
It's kind of like, you know,
imagine I've changed dollar dues. I reckon it's funny because no one would even say it. It would just be an awesome.
No, people would. It'll just be like, oh, I've got 10 dues or something.
Yeah. That's it. I think 10 doo-doos.
Yeah, 10 doo-doos.
I mean, that's
but it's funny and it's also it represents. Cause like
it's pretty Aussie.
Australia, it's so Aussie. Yeah, Australia's like obsessed with Simpsons to a level that is... Dude, when I was growing up, I was obsessed with Simpsons, but like I kind of was the only one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I was the only one. All my
Aussies
friends were like, South Park and Family Guy are much better. I was like, yeah.
Aussies
but, like,
have embraced the Simpsons more than Americans. Infinitely more.
Definitely.
It's
crazy. So the idea of having
world.
Our currency...
Yeah, whole, do you reckon the whole world?
Korea, such a sideshow. They know it, but vaguely exists.
Yeah.
Britain is the same as that.
Wow.
If you're British, write in and tell us what the atmosphere is with the Simpsons.
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
But they seem to care about it less than the French do, from my research of my one British housemate and one French housemate.
That's not anecdotal. Well, yeah, I mean...
No, it's not. It's a research poll.
Allah, you have to say the Islamic thing. You have to do the whole... praise be to Allah, God bless. What is this the thing they say? They're like, Allah, God bless. Allah in the highest, Allah. It's like a 5-minute thing after they say Allah. Start doing that.
More or less, just shorten it to this.
Yeah. But
hey, stop swearing at me.
But you are right. You are right that dude, I'm pretty sure. I don't know about Malcolm Turnbull, but I'm just guessing. Bill Shorten, even though he's a dork, I'm pretty sure he's still just like, I do know all the words to She My Vest. You know, like I think it's like it's so many Aussies. It's just ingrained.
Yeah.
Malcolm definitely not. Malcolm's too much of a fucking like prissy private school boy.
If you're listening, who's the head of Young Australian Labour, who's a big fan and all round legend, can you write into us and tell
us?
Give us some intel. Who in the Labour Party knows the most Simpsons quotes?
Yeah, because that's pretty much going to convince me to vote for.
That's a good test for your loyalty. That's a good nationalism test.
That'll supersede any political video
that
Jordan's
be
ever
our
done.
Australian test, shouldn't it?
Yeah, man.
That should
what
be a citizenship
Moses
test.
A child say to him?
Can you imagine? Should be on the citizenship test.
Yeah. And what did what's?
Do you reckon? Write the lyrics out to See My Vest or get the hell out.
Write out the small fantasy of Homer Simpson imagining that he's a mafia don.
Yes. I'm not even joking about this. Like it shows, it actually does show skills. It shows your ability to socially interact, like your ability to be socially intelligent. You have to be intelligent to understand the Simpsons because there's so many historical references. You have to have a political understanding. You have to have a sense of humor, which is basically the best quality to get a job, having a sense of humor. Yeah. All these factors would make good citizens.
That's what the UN looks for. You've got to be funny as fuck.
Okay. UN, I guess not the UN. But do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like Australian jobs, all of them need a sense of humor. I get that.
But that's kind of true. Yeah. I mean, it helps.
True.
I don't know. Is it a crazy thing to
even
say?
Even the guy that used to be the ING Direct, we're looking out for you, is hilarious because he's so bland.
Yeah, everyone
in Australia is funnier than everyone else in the world.
Hey, yeah, that's actually true. Australians are funny, man. Yeah. This is the best thing. When I was living in Malaysia for a year, I was possibly the funniest man on campus, and not to like my credit. Everyone like, dude, if you're from Malaysia, your sense of humor kind of sucks.
Really,
it's like your jokes are mostly lame. So I was like, oh my god, this guy is a fucking champion. I come to Australia, dude, like I had to fucking learn how to be funny again. Like, this country is actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Most people here,
it is
funny,
man. Mullets, fucking driving around on cars with no tires, so that's just fucking the rims spitting out fire. VBs and
I mean what it is because everyone's so relaxed here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that's what you need, because just
I mean,
being in that zen. Anyway,
so gross.
One more question, sorry, because we're not. Sorry. This is primarily for Miss Love.
He should be deported.
I love him.
Deported to. Hey, so this is primarily for you, Miss Love. Oprah challenging the God Emperor for the presidency of the world. Your views.
This is really interesting. You just brought this up because
is Miss Love's expertise.
Because me and Jordan just watched.
I love how he's like stretching before getting into this. So like, all right, finally, my cup of tea. Hey.
So right wing.
So
getting ready to fight the mic, cracking them bones, just like.
No, not at all. Basically, it's interesting. It's an interesting question because.
I love
two factors. Two factors. Originally, I grew up, when I was in high school, I would occasionally, more than occasionally pretend to be sick and sit at home. And my bread and butter was Dr. Phil, Oprah.
Beauty and the Beast?
No, it was Bold and the Beautiful and that fucking Ready Steady Cook. Hold up your tomatoes or your capsicums. And then half the people wouldn't even hold them up. It's like, you paid to go on the show. Just at least have a fucking opinion. Anyway, so I watched all of that.
That should also be part of the citizen.
Yeah.
Are you a capsicum or a tomato?
Yeah. So that was my upbringing. That was really that was my bread and butter. That's probably why I'm so fucked. But basically that. So before, funnily enough, me and Jordan ended up watching a video because we were going to watch some Netflix and it was like, yeah, we could do that or we could watch Alex Jones fucking talking because he's funny as shit and me and Jordan both love him. So we watched a video on Alex Jones exposing Oprah. So basically from watching that, I'm so impressionable, it's pathetic, but that and the guy from my work that was just like, she's Illuminati, bro. Also, when they give out those presents, you know how she gives out free gifts on her shows? They're all cursed. There's curses on those presents.
It's a really good source. It's a guy who is in his mid-30s and is a dish pig and has been to prison many times.
Not going to get into that. Anyway,
we need to cut that out, do we?
Nah, I'll be all right. You don't want to listen to the pod. It's not the radio show. If he does, we might die. It's fine. That's life. We might die or not die. Anyway.
Oh, crap scam.
I'm really hoping it's like you guys that die.
Anyway.
What a great country we live in.
Well, again, another factor. But basically, because I'm so impressionable, initially, Oprah, I thought she was kind of cool, man. She was like chilled. Oh my God. She brought on middle America chicks from Texas being like, I just want my son back. I haven't seen him for over 7 years. And then they meet it, and then it's just like hug and then presence. It was basically just Valium in a TV show.
But like how much better was Jerry Springer where he would get the same women but they say, my brother fucked me.
Yeah. Jerry Springer just wasn't on TV that much. So I'd love that if it was. It was just necessity, man. This is pre like internet, pre YouTube. So basically
so true. Just getting on the victims of OJ Simpson's victims' parents every 6 months and asking them the same question every time. But have you found peace yet?
Yes. I mean, we used to wank to like daytime TV. There was no internet. Like, yeah, this is
dude,
tough
like,
times.
Hey, I had shitty
Best and Less magazine like everyone else.
Yeah, and
I wasn't
that
creative.
To Oprah. Oh, were you wanking to the slightly attractive MILF in the crowd that's clapping along?
Yeah, that's...
just focus on her for the rest of the hour.
So essentially, Alex Jones convinced me that she's evil. So now... Because, I mean, it was pretty lame. He was like, because she supported this name is a Weinstein?
Yeah, she didn't support him.
Oh, she clearly did. Look at the photos.
She did.
They're more than just a working relationship.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. She did. There's a lot of sus and there's a lot of...
Do you
of...
think that's how she got
And beat? She actively... and she was like...
Harvey gets what he can take.
And she was like, a lot of double standards with like the Hillary Clinton Haiti commission and like bankrupting Haiti and just a lot of sus shit. So,
but on top of that, the whole thing is, if you're sitting there for 40 years going, basically having a Tupperware party slash club.
It sounds great that's to me.
You want that as a president, someone going, I really liked In Dinner of Onions.
No, you're
right. She found her voice.
That was Obama.
But you know,
that was Obama.
But you know what made me the happy?
His favorite book is
That's
Dinner
a centrist.
Of
that's a centrist.
But you know what made me the happiest? After that fucking thing.
I don't want too much chili sauce. Just leave that all together.
Yeah, sorry, go
after,
ahead.
After, like, everyone was just saying, like, oh, fucking Oprah needs to be the president, I just read a headline on Guardian. I didn't even read the article, but the headline was just, like, it was exactly what I was thinking. It was like, Oprah the next president? Have we gone fucking bonkers?
Yeah, to be honest, this is my...
And The Rock? That was the other
Yeah, and The Rock.
And Kid Rock. Kid
and
Rock.
Tom Hanks, too.
Nah, but that's sensible.
Yeah, that's fine. Kid Rock, I'm like, I've supported... Like, I will
mean,
donate.
The Rock with a youthful spirit, that's fine.
I mean, let's if we want to be sensible here, like, I'm just analytically looking at it, but realistically, Trump was a cool experiment. Let's not keep electing... fucking celebrities. That's done now.
From shitty TV shows
that's
that
done.
People watch because nothing else is on.
Yeah, that's done. We don't need that.
And
I mean,
we don't need...
We want lawyers. We want fucking public servants. We want people that have been, you know, handing out food to homeless people and shit.
And Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest.
And Ryan Seacrest. God, that would
he
be
needs
horrible.
To be,
no,
be,
you know what would be great?
Imagine his
okay,
economic
no TV
policy.
No stars, just radio stars. Get on Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh. Let them battle it out.
Howard Stern.
That'd be amazing, reckon... him in a debate with Rush Limbaugh, just going, see, this is a problem with Democrats. Every time they're coming in, you still haven't answered my question on email.
How big's your... Yeah. How big's your wang? I reckon Howard
this
Stern.
This man's hiding the truth.
I reckon Howard Stern could be good. Maybe he could be like the Arnie of like a, because Arnie did quite a lot of good things, right? Or is that not?
No, he was pretty bad.
Oh, I thought the
Arnie.
I mean, he initiated a huge infrastructure overhaul and massive renewables throughout California, which would have happened under a Democratic government anyway.
Yeah.
But apart from that, huge budget cuts, really deregulated the economy.
Right.
Put on draconian measures onto unions.
Oh.
He was just a Republican.
But he
liked renewables. That was the only difference.
Right, he did
release Pumping Iron, though, and that was a public service in its own.
I like how he keeps saying that. That the reason why I'm qualified to run for president. No, it was because I taught kids to go,
So mad. I love that man. I'm
keep
sorry.
Keep doing those reps. Keep doing those.
I love that man. But yeah, I agree with you, Ali. Like, let's stop with the celebrities. Like, Trump
for sure,
was like...
For sure.
I feel like Trump almost had to happen. He was a symptom of the times. But, like,
but
that has
we
happened.
Just get Bernie elected?
Let's just give
hell.
Him a
We've
go.
Got a fucking good... Anyway, like... Yeah.
So ridiculous.
And before we end the pod...
I know, it is ridiculous.
I want you... This is also, like, a request that's coming... Like, I've seen this heaps. So, Patrick... Thank you for this, but so give a list of like at least two or three books and documentaries or anything really that you would want to recommend to our audience.
My Little Pony.
And you too, Miss Love.
Oh, I've got one, don't worry.
And I'll do the same. So,
I hate your ridiculous ideas like that, My Little Pony, Miss Love. I recommend Barbie's Crystal Castle. Fireman Sam Goes to the Big City.
Well, my actual recommendation was going to be Toad Rage. If anyone listen,
they want to expand.
If anyone out there can, someone in the comments, please. I want a referendum on how many Friendly Geordies pod listeners have read Toad Rage. I just want to know. And if you haven't, fucking read it already.
29.
Again, you are not Australian if you haven't read Toad Rage.
Another thing
get
that
out.
Should be in the exactly well, Morris Gleitzman.
I haven't read it.
Well, yeah, get
you're still here, but you're on probation, and I will be alerting ASIO as
yes, yeah.
This is unbelievable. I bet you've never even heard of Toad Rage, have you?
Have you seen Round the Twist? Two separate
words. You're class, but it's straws.
Have you seen Round the Twist?
No.
Fuck.
Alex Math.
That fuck was genuine too. Oh.
But seriously, I recommend The Saddle Club.
That's not a joke. Which one of those was the hottest?
Definitely the blonde one. The blonde 12. One.
Let's just make that perfectly clear. But I think it was the black chick.
Yeah, like that's ever stopped now. You, Lizzie McGuire.
But I was 12 at the time. I suppose I was younger with The Saddle Club. But I always thought we were kids. Especially the one with the brown hair. I hated her stupid facial expressions because she always made her face look like an anus. When
so
she was
Canadian.
Scared.
You knew that? Yes. Yeah, so
no,
Canadian.
she was Aussie.
The oh,
other
right.
Two were Canadian.
The other two.
Because it was a joint venture. Yeah. Australia was like, yeah, we'll chuck in a Tina for that.
How good's that? The Saddle Club.
Yeah, joint ventures with Canada.
They're always. Canada's media is bad enough. Let's just not touch that with a 10-foot pole, please.
Do you remember the theme
we have
song
enough
to
diversity
it?
Fucking initiatives here. Thank you very much.
I just love answer the hard questions.
Do I know the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I know the song. Hello, world. This is me. Life should be. Oh, yeah. Fun for everyone. Life is easy when you wear a smile. Don't be yourself. Don't ever change your style. You are you. I am me. Be free. Hello, world. This is me. Life should be. Ooh, yeah. Fun for everyone. How hot was the angry one? The angry one was the hottest. She was like, ah, you're not going to ride an owl horse race. I was like, I would do. And I was young too, all right? I was like 14. I was like, I'd do terrible things to you. Remember?
Yeah, that's pretty much my recommendation.
That's what Patrick was asking for.
There you go, Pat.
Well, hope that Pat. See you next week. See all right, no. Honestly, I recommend it. Manufacturing Consent by Noam Chomsky. I know I talk about it all the time, but it is the true red pill.
Yeah, have you read that or is that audiobook? I know it's
done both.
Okay.
Read the book and watch the documentary 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would recommend just on the top of my The Global Minotaur by Yanis and The Untold History of US by Oliver Stone, which I've been reading. It's actually quite mad. Like, cool. It gives you a good perspective of like how fucking it's very similar to Manufacturing Consent. It's basically just like how propaganda works, like what they were made. So it's like most like the initial bit of the book is basically just
give me that.
Before World War II, they were saying Soviet and US is the best friends for life.
Holy shit.
And then
shit.
Like, and then literally after Second World War, like the biggest enemies and like fucking robots that we are. We're like, yeah, we love them. Oh no, we hate them. It just gives you the context of like how things have progressed. That's
this is
pretty
the thing.
Interesting.
I really think that critical thinking is... there's been countless studies into this, but if you don't possess critical thought, your life is going to be shit because you're really susceptible to swindles. You're really susceptible to propagandic movements.
That's just me. But yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
True. Someone could literally just be like, you know, showing me this pen, be like, it's your magic pen. When you use it, you have magic. And I'd be like, well, you've sold me. I mean, it's a magic
thing. You're the Jack and the Beanstalk boy. Okay. And also, I'm pretty sure your brain is just a catalog that goes, right now at Kmart, you can buy a toy robot for $200.
So listen to Jordan. He's right.
But I think the other one is obviously, clearly, Unlimited Power by Tony Robbins.
Yeah. Or what about Awaken the Giant Within? You think
I liked it, but I enjoyed the first in the series.
Yeah.
Unlimited put it Power. That way.
Okay.
And then I guess the 2 or 3 books. So I've got one more to recommend. I think I'm just going to have to show it again. Maximum Achievement by Brian Tracy.
Mm.
Yeah,
I really recommend them.
Is that in your list?
Yep.
Yeah. I would.
Come on, Nick. You've got one book to recommend.
Yeah, I would recommend Pat Buchanan's Death of the West, but
you haven't read it yet.
Yeah. I'm nearly finished.
Yeah.
But
2 years later,
can somebody find in the podcast the first instance of Miss Love saying I've nearly finished?
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, it's some so nerd will have
it's
to do
pathetic.
It.
It's pathetic.
Just go through
points for the pod. We'll give you.
Yeah, we'll give
pointy.
Yeah, a shout out, and we'll give you a pen or something.
George's nearly finished the more calmy version of Death of the West in the time it's taken me to read like the last chapter. But basically, I would recommend that.
Oh, so you are at the last chapter.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like you are exactly what I am with my mom. She's like, you've never even read the fucking Chronicle. Like, oh, just the last chapter. I'm on the last. Yeah. Dude, she meant
I'm a horrible reader. I'm so slow. So but basically, the last, I'd still recommend it. It's just that I wish his editor just at the, I don't know what the fuck his editor was thinking, because at the very last, just at the very tail end of the book, he throws in all this just literally, if someone said, yep, you've written a really good critical book. I want to delegitimize it though, just at the end, so that it's just shunned. That's what he did. So it's like, I can't fully get behind
it.
Wait,
can you explain that? What did he do?
The whole book is awesome. And then at the end, he basically finishes the book and then goes, and that's why we need to regulate immigration from crap countries. And also, just before I go, let's give gay internment camps another go. The stats weren't that bad. Some of those queers turned out straight after they got beaten a few times. I mean, how?
And you didn't like that?
Like, dude, I'm pretty radical, but no, that is fucking stupid.
Holy shit, even you have a line that you won't cross.
This is incredible. I'm sorry. Because in that same week where I read a book that really red-pilled me on immigration, now Miss Love's turned into a pansy.
Yeah, I know. You're a pansy. You PC shit.
I know. I don't like gays getting beaten.
You're a goddamn girl. Goddamn shishy. This is honestly, if you listen to this podcast in 6 months from
it's
now,
just
because
batons.
This is what it's just turning into.
It's turning, yeah, we're just passing.
We're doing that, but it's also just turning into a poker game in some downtown basement in Delaware, where it's just the guys that sit there. And you will listen to it in 6 months, and we will have accents like, yo, what's the matter? It's a friendly Geordie's podcast, all right? We're going to be talking about the queers. Yeah, where are they hanging out? What did they do? Why did they like it in the air show, man?
Unnecessarily making sounds, just like wah wah, just for no reason whatsoever.
Such an Italian American thing to do. Whoa whoa whoa,
whoa whoa whoa. Come on, pasta. Yeah, come on, that's, pasta.
That's it. Every time we say that a chick is attractive, we go, she's hotter than my mum's lasagna.
Yeah. And that's spicy. Let me tell you.
And that's saying something. My mum's Italian.
Yeah, Louis, your mum's lasagna is pretty fucking good.
We should probably basically us anyway, which is like every time we just go, we're Croatian. That's funny, right? And we're from a geographical location. So we're more than qualified for this. And you watch heaps of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I did. Like, come on, eat these brains today. I feel like I almost did that today.
So we've got an official starting song to the Friendly Geordies podcast, but I think this should be our outro every time. Should we all just at once...
Mm-hmm.
Unilaterally go, hey, shit on it.
I love it.
Okay, so I'll go, you're listening to the Friendly Geordies podcast.
Hey, shit on it.